أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Among the faculties that we have as human beings, there is one faculty that is central in anything which has to do with us receiving the revelation and trying to understand it. But at the same time, it's a very dangerous faculty if we don't know how to deal with it, and it's the faculty of reason. Reason is essential, and this is why, for example, when there is a text coming to us, the very meaning of revelation is for us to read. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. Read in the name of your Lord who has created. So our reason is essential to get the book. But at the same time, even the book itself is telling us, be careful not to go with your reason, which is trying to understand, to your reason being arrogant with what it understood. So this is why you have in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. So the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, what we have is ألف لام ميم, this book within which there is no doubt. There is no doubt in the book, but the starting point is three letters and you don't know the meaning of them. So rationally understanding the book, which is a guidance, starts with understanding that there are letters that are not within your apprehension, your understanding. It's beyond your knowledge. So rationally understanding that reason has limits. So this is also something which is part of our understanding of the very message of Islam. When it comes to the way you understand, you don't only understand with your mind. So there are things that are beyond your reason, and there are things that are not to be reached with your reason. When, for example, he said, وَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبَ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. There are things that are coming with you. So it's not only your eyes that are blind, your heart could be blind because you don't get the very meaning of things. So faith is not only an intellectual statement, it's not an intellectual reach, it has to do with your heart. And this is why in the Quran you have لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have heart and they don't understand with their heart. And we know in our daily life that you can't in rational terms explain why you love and why you don't. So this is also the way for us in our spiritual journey to avoid intellectual arrogance and to reach something which is part of our way of dealing with God, which is intellectual humility. Intellectual humility is what all the scholars are saying when we give a fatwa. I say, Allahu A'lam, God knows best. Meaning, I tried my best. This is where what I reach, and in the way this is my conclusion, but it might be right, it might be wrong. So intellectual humility is part of this journey. This is where we need as Muslims to understand the very essence of reason. We need it. It's essential for our spiritual life, but it has to be controlled. It has to remain under control, and to understand that the wrong way of dealing with reason is arrogance. The right way of dealing with reasons is intellectual humility. Remember to tell the people you love that you love them. Life is fragile. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.